Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Usoku Sibiya, who joins you every morning round about this time to give you some wonderful news coming from our lovely African continent. Usoku Sibiya, good morning.
Happy birthday, Abongile. Good morning to your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Usoku Sibiya. Yes, it matters. Do you buy me some KFC?
Some KFC.
30 randanyan, eh? Maybe the extra. Yeah, okay, fine. We're not there. That being said, let's talk about, or you talk about, a Ghanaian British model and activist that gets a Barbie.
Yes, you know, I think it sounds strange to get a Barbie. You're thinking maybe someone bought her a doll, but no. What's happened is this British Ghanaian model has basically started a movement for girls to speak. Now, I'm just going to describe her. So she is mixed race, and then she is also, she has freckles, she has short hair. So she's not the typical look when you think of Barbie dolls, you know, how we grew up with how Barbies look like. And what Barbie has done is that as we celebrate today as the International Day of Women, is that they've created this doll to reflect different women in society. And this is just to give little girls, even, you know, just the general public, that, you know, women look so different, people look so different, and it's all beautiful in its range. And this doll has basically been unveiled, as to say, to commemorate the International Day of Women, but it's also the 60th anniversary of the brand Barbie. You know, many people have always wanted to look like Barbie. I think when we have the whole narrative or the talk about hair with women, you know, it's always been because you grew up playing with a doll that you could comb the hair. And, you know, the day you grow older, that's what you want to do. But what doll makers are coming to the fore is finding out that more and more African people want to see themselves represented in the products that they buy. And this is one of the ways of doing that. So you start embracing what people, you know, this whole consciousness of people wanting to see how they look like in the products that they consume, and for brands and companies to actually start reflecting the market in which they operate in. And this is a great example of how we can do that, from things like dolls, from things like music, from things like books, from things like even just representation on television, on social media, on radio, all these mediums that have shaped our lives. When you can see people who look like you, who sound like you, you actually even start gaining confidence as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Soku, and it's also important, I know that we've had the conversation before of how important it is for a child to look at a doll and be like, she looks like me. And so I can also dream, I can also aspire to be a princess. It doesn't have to look, a princess doesn't have to look a certain way. Princesses can look in a different way, and they're all around the world. Nonetheless, Soku, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We do look forward to chatting with you again next week. Do have yourself a fantastic weekend further.
Thank you. Same to you.
Absolutely fantastic. Soku Sibiya, the editor at Africa.com, who joins you every morning around about this time at about 10 to 6 to give you some wonderful news coming from the African continent.